Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Horror and Hooch. You guys like my library?
Hey.
Gotta go
Okay.
teach them something. I'm always somewhere, aren't I?
Hey.
We decided that Netflix has kind of been on a roll with their horror movies lately. So we kind of wanted to take a second to kind of give you our, perspective on things and kind of do a little quick Netflix review. Since they kind of been doing good, dropping some little gems and
It's a
being
hot
that
girl summer and a Netflix summer.
it
Hey.
is. And it's summertime, and they getting ready for you. So if you guys need your summer watches, we're here. We're going to drop a few things that we would recommend. So before we get into that, let's give y'all a little sip
Tis
recommendation real
I.
quick.
Okay. What's going on?
So since we doing recommendations tonight, I am not going to mix a drink for you guys, but I'm going to recommend a bottle to try this summer, which I know I do this from time to time, but I just discovered, and I'm probably late to the program, y'all, because I know I ain't been drinking like I used to, but De Leon tequila. Can y'all see that? I don't know. The bottle's pretty, y'all. I'm
Yes,
trying to,
it
my green screen be messing with me, but this is an agave tequila straight out of is.
Mexico. And it's smooth. It's real smooth. It ain't no azul, but it's smooth. So get you some tequila. Y'all know how y'all drink tequila. Drink it with anything. But it is really good. Straight up, just chill.
I was just about to ask, like, how do you drink it? Do you like take it in shots, or do you
Straight
mix it
up.
with some margarita?
Now, I have done a margarita, but it's one of those that you want to pour up in your fancy rocks glass with
Get
your
a
one ice
lime.
cube, get a little lime on the side, just sip. It's a
That's what's
sip.
up.
And
Okay.
that's De Leon. I'm going to show it to y'all again if y'all can see it. I'm sorry, y'all. The green screen is playing with my life
In my
here.
mind,
There
I
you
just.
go.
I'm like, that sound like it go with some nice, frozen margaritas this summer while it's hot
You can
outside.
definitely do that. A good tequila make a margarita sit you. Definitely
To
do
sit
that.
outside in this summer heat, for a cookout or something. Oh, that's a good
True.
idea. Well, all right, you guys. So, let me see. The first one that I watched recently from Netflix was okay. And take this movie how you may, for those who have already seen
Uh-oh.
it. I want to say that it's like they led you all the way there and then they dropped you off. But I feel like people should watch it and make up their own mind. But things heard and seen, it was a good movie. It had a good cast.
It
It had a good premise and a good concept. I feel like it was a lot of twists and turns in there, and it was fast paced. So it kind of kept it, you were moving along with it. And then at the end, you were like,
What had happened?
the credits start rolling.
What I mean, it didn't make no sense. He just roll on off.
I was dissatisfied with the ending. That's the word I'm use. I was That's just how
dissatisfied with
I
the
feel like
ending.
I was just watching it and the credits start rolling and I didn't understand. I'm like,
No
what?
resolution. Nothing.
I even felt like I fast forward, like, I rewinded it like a few times because I'm like, okay, I missed something. I'm like, no, let me go back some more. Let me go
You
back
know what?
again.
I did watch it twice because it's one of those movies that if you're not watching every minute of it, nothing makes sense. So the first time I kind of zoned in and out of it and I was like, wait, what the hell just happened? And I thought it was because I had missed some stuff. But then the second time I watched it and I was like, no, this just some this bullshit at the end. And don't get me wrong, it was so good up
the
until
end.
you was
Exactly.
like, wait, what? But still watch it, y'all.
That's we're not going to y'all to make up your own mind because they go because get
some
you
of it. Yeah, I about to say some of it. I can see where they could have ended differently, and it would have been like awesome because they had me there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to do any spoilers or anything, but it was like so many things that were left unsaid. You know what? I wonder if that's like a key about the movie. Things seen. What you said it's called now? Things seen and heard, or heard
things,
and seen.
Things heard and
things
seen.
Heard and seen. And stuff that you ain't heard or seen.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. Is y'all trying to be funny with this title? But really though, like, I don't want to do no spoilers, but one thing I was disappointed in is the fact of why they didn't dig into this gay cousin.
Oh, the one that well,
yes, for those who haven't seen it, you know, without giving you too much, it's like this couple move into this house. And it's because the husband, he's like, he wants to move his family out of the city into the country. So he buys this big old house on a farm. And the wife, she slowly starts to find out her husband is not who she thought he was. This man literally has faked who he was since she met him.
Yeah. And that's the part they didn't really dig into because it was like, okay, so the cousin that died or whatever, the family shunned him because he was gay. Someone killed him. We obviously know who killed him and, you know, what happened when he did so. But if the cousin was, I don't want to give it up, but I want
to. But they were trying to make it seem like he did. They tried to make it seem like the cousin committed suicide because of that. But now when you start to watch it, you start to be like, I don't think that it was.
He did not commit no suicide.
I don't think that was it.
Because
when they were having the discussion about him at the dinner table, that lady said it. She was like, they say he committed suicide.
Yeah.
I don't think they gave me enough backstory into the wife. Like, she had this condition we kept addressing, but not addressing.
The eating disorder. That was the condition. Yeah,
the eating disorder. But then on top of that, I don't know if it was like depression or anxiety or what she had going on, like split personalities. What was y'all trying to get at? Because acting like
eating disorders.
Something else was wrong.
No, just because usually people with eating disorders kind of suffer from depression and anxiety. And I guess he felt like getting her out to the country would lessen her depression. Because I think that's when her spells would come. The binge eating and the vomiting they come with her moods.
Okay.
So like drinking
and stuff.
Yeah. If she was upset and depressed, then that would cause the symptoms of the eating disorder to come.
I looked at it in a different light. I looked at it as he probably selected her because she did have a condition. For him to be so sneaky and conniving that he probably chose her because she was weak. She didn't start questioning stuff until
she had no choice.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't where, I'm going to be honest with you, with me, hey, I love you, but I don't trust nobody. So I'm going to be checking regardless. So I'm going to know what you think I don't know, okay? So I don't understand why she ain't do her wifely duty.
Well, listen, she was scary anyway because that one scene, and I ain't going to tell y'all what happened in the scene, but if you watch the movie, y'all know what I'm talking about. When she came in the house and she was all excited and then she seen what she seen. If I walk in the house and see my boo in the bathroom, I'm like, hold on, player. What am I missing? And that night,
thank you.
We going to have to come to Jesus.
Do it. Oh, Lord.
I don't know why she overlooked that all together. Like,
it was a lot. Fine. That's...
I don't, this is what I wanted more story on, the hauntings of the house.
Agreed. They didn't give me enough on the ghost. They didn't give me enough on the relationships of what was occurring, the ending where she actually became visible to us and all that monologue she was doing. Y'all watch this movie. Because maybe y'all can clear it up. Because the monologue was like, what is the point, girl? If I could do it again and I, what? Do what? What we missing?
What if he was her escape? You know, they should go into her background.
They didn't give us enough. That's, I feel like that's the problem with this movie. It was good, but you just didn't give us enough. Y'all led us all, like she said, led us to it and dropped the ball.
Uh-huh. They did.
Yeah. I agree.
Well. Now,
the one that did not drop the ball.
What was that?
Woman in the Window.
Man, that thing, duh.
I enjoyed it because that movie had a couple of different twists and turns that I really appreciated.
When I thought I had it figured out and I was like, oh, they roll these credits. Okay. Story shut. What?
They kept that. I'm like, now this is a movie right here.
I like that.
This is a movie.
But you know,
worth the watch.
Yeah. What kind of vibes it gave me, and y'all probably do not like this movie, but Puka. Y'all remember that Puka on Hulu?
I still gotta watch that movie, and then I'll be telling other people to watch it, and I still gotta watch it.
With the well, and the suit.
Yeah. Oh, how he? Did you watch it, Desiree?
So I started it, and I got really uncomfortable because you know me and things in suits.
Okay. Well, it's a certain scene that is in Woman in the Window that is similar to Puka. Okay. Because the car thing, you know, I'm not going to be a spoiler, but you know.
And y'all, it's hard to talk about these movies and not spoil them for you, but you got to watch them.
That's how you know we love y'all, because we sure enough ain't spilling the tea, and I want to spill it so bad.
Oh yeah, because Woman in the Window, that's a good one, because just when you think that you have it, when you have it all figured out, it's like you know nothing. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's exactly what happened. But you know, I said it from the jump. That twist, I should have seen it coming. Cause I said it from the jump. It's some weird ass shit. It's the middle of the night. What is he doing?
Yeah, and then there was some other weird stuff too, like who lives away from their wife like that? Like
it reminded me of Walking Dead, the season 3. Remember Walking Dead season 3 when Rick was on the phone?
Girl.
And we used to be like, who are you talking to? and y'all ain't got no electricity.
All right, now. You about to spoil it.
You know what, though? This movie had a good cast, too, though. Because
ATL.
Mm-hmm. You had a old boy from ATL, dope boy, buddy from Get Out. Not Get Out.
Paperboy,
thank you. You had Paperboy. Then you had the Black Falcon. What his name is, y'all?
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie. Mm-hmm. And then that husband. He's one of them known, unknown actors. And I don't ever know his name. But he always playing them serious roles.
Ooh, and Juliana Moore.
Yeah, it was a good cast in this movie, y'all.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie, yeah. It was good overall.
Then they even gave you the gore a little bit towards the end. So I even liked the little, oh, yes.
Do y'all know I sit up there and was like, oh! I wasn't ready.
I was like, ooh, they even broke us off with a little bit of gore at the end like that. Okay, that was a complete movie right there. They gave you the suspense. They gave you some mystery. They gave you a psychological thriller.
It was a good piece together.
For a Netflix film. I'm like, okay, look at you, Netflix.
Pay attention to your details, y'all. Because it's going to get you in the end. Pay attention to your details.
Yeah. Well, one I want to bring up, honestly, who still got me a fangirl, Army of the Dead. I'm talking about, y'all, I'm walking around the house. Viva Las Vegas.
Not Viva Las Vegas.
Viva. I'm all over the house. Y'all got to watch this movie. I mean, some people are talking about it's corny. Other people are loving it. those that are talking about is corny. I don't understand what's going on. Do you not have a pulse?
I feel like they never saw the franchise to begin with.
Because my thing is like, honestly, y'all, these zombies are on go. They are not the typical zombies. They are very highly intelligent, okay? They are creating a society, right? And I'm going to leave it at that. But what I don't appreciate what people are doing is like, talk about how it's corny as in how things are set up between the daughter and the father, that situation. It seemed like it was a parody from other horror movies that dealt with zombies and other things.
And I think people are used to having happy endings too. But like, you don't always have to have
a
happy ending. Like this movie was like, you get what you get in a zombie apocalypse. Like, it's not
everybody gonna die,
because you see how in the beginning when in their mind they had this little thing of how it was supposed to go. Like, oh shit, all we gotta do is run up in there, you know, shoot a couple zombies, go grab the money, and we gonna be out. In their mind they had it made out to be so easy,
but they knew they were gonna, man, we over here spilling the beans now. I mean, they knew what was going to happen because they said what was going to happen. They knew it.
They would have been okay if Buddy wasn't in there trying to be damn superhero. I'm going to go and take this and be that nigga when we leave about it. Like, sir, do what the lady told you to do. She told you what it was. You done went for the wrong one.
Y'all see old boy from Sons of Anarchy in there, and Luke Cage.
Oh my gosh, he made me not like him. He made me not like him even as a zombie. I was like, no, you still like that as a zombie? Man. But hey, Omar though, that daggone Omar with that daggone song.
I was like, why do you think I'd be watching Power?
Yeah. I was surprised he actually played a decent role in this movie because
he did good.
He's always in them corny B movies and he always played the same dramaticness, even though he played his role in Power, but it still was a
tight
cast for him.
Yeah. But he did pretty good in that movie with him and Loretta Devine.
Bale was good too.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
I think I like him crossing over into this other genre.
Yeah, that might be for him.
And he was in Sorry to Bother You.
Listen, everybody was in Sorry to Bother You. And Sorry to Bother You was a whole nother beast on
that. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, that's something. That's a different.
A whole nother beast. I don't know how you don't act good in that movie. Because what?
Hey, you know the end of Sorry to Bother You, y'all. I'm sorry. The end of it.
I walked around for the longest going, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay, I want to ask y'all this right here, and I ain't trying to be no spoiler because it ain't no spoiler. It ain't nothing, you know, what happened in the movie. But do y'all really think what Omar had mentioned when they were breaking into the bank or whatever, like his theory that everybody is already dead and they're just repeating it?
You know what? I felt like that was some high shit. Like, that's some, I just hit this blunt type stuff. And I was like,
damn. But adrenaline.
I was like, did I miss something?
No. He was just thinking about it. He was like, you know what? What would be crazy is like, if we're already dead and we just keep repeating this because this is what we know type deal. You know, like, I was there with him. Like, you know what? Because y'all going in here, like, you know what you're going to do. Anything can happen because these zombies are not, you know, predictable.
Put you in the mind of my purgatory, kind of.
Yeah.
But you just trapped in the same
And it's repeating
over and over.
I could see that.
But the end of the movie reminded me of.
I said, don't spoil it.
But remember Resident Evil Extinction.
You about to give it away.
I was gonna say, Mike.
Why?
I don't like when people do stuff like that.
Look at you, giving it away.
Y'all go watch the movie.
Please do, because we itching over here to like spill it all out.
You know what? Netflix needs to just give us a show. holler at us. Y'all can give us a show to review your movie so that before people be like, we gonna watch this movie, they can see, let me see what they talking about. And we can review all your horror movies for you and just, you know, be on the on the Netflix.
Hey. Black Summer Part 2 is coming out. If everybody hasn't watched the first one, I gotta finish it. I got halfway through Black Summer Part 1, but Part 2 is coming out, I want to say end of this month, maybe next month.
Okay.
For all the zombie heads out there. So, yeah, if you haven't caught it, you might want to. I actually like how all the stories were interconnected in there. It was really interesting to see how they weaved a really good story in there. So that's very interesting. So y'all might want to get on that too. Because Netflix is really stepping their horror game up, which I'm proud of them, because Netflix horror game used to be shit.
Everything. No, you gotta watch the foreign horror on Netflix.
Yes, that's what it's saying. All
foreign horror be on point. Yes. We gonna have to do a show about the
foreign horror. We should. I got a few of them.
Most definitely. And it's all over, not just Asian. I watched something that was in Germany or something. You gotta read, y'all. Reading is fundamental, but it'd be good.
They stepping up, because they used to piss me off with their horror movies, y'all. It just used to just didn't be good at all.
Whoever is mad about subtitles, let me know that you didn't like to read when you got called on in class. And I'm sorry if I just stepped on some toes and some bunions.
Okay, see, this is my thing. I will read subtitles if I have to. Actually, because I keep the subtitles on my TV anyway. I know I'm weird like that. I'm weird like that anyway. But I still like a dub version, because see, I wear glasses and not all the time I have my glasses on. So I don't always like to be sitting at the TV looking like this. So I'm good for a dub version.
Does be making me mad, because I hate to
see the sound on that. Thank you. That's me, because I'm like, I'm hearing, oh, we need to go down the street, but you still after.
I don't mind. That ain't no problem.
Yeah. Me, it is. That's a delay. It's a delay.
It be messing with my brain. I'm spending too much time thinking about the mouth movement and not understanding what's happening.
That ain't no problem. I grew up watching kung fu movies.
Yeah, see, no, that bothered me then too. As a child, I thought it was because, like, I thought that was to be funny. I thought that was,
I took it as a joke too.
And then when I grew up, I realized, oh no, that was just poor editing. So, yeah, no, but yeah, Netflix been on it, y'all. They've been on it,
yes,
they really have.
But thank you.
And guys, let us know if we're missing something, by the way.
Popping us in here. Yes, but y'all do that. Y'all, a lot of people hop in on our Horror and Hooch Facebook group, like she said, and letting us know stuff like that. Asking us, have we seen this? Or letting us know what movies are coming out, what movies to be on the lookout for, saying, hey, y'all, I've seen this. Have y'all checked this, this, that, and the other out? So yeah, thank you guys, everybody that's in the Horror and Hooch Facebook group. If you're not in the group, why?
Get in there.
Man, y'all better come join us.
Why are you not in there?
We talk about all kind of stuff.
I know y'all seen that TikTok video. If y'all ain't in the group, where you at?
Come on, Horror and Hooch on Facebook.
I just love how we're diverse too,
Yeah.
It's a whole melting pot.
Recommendations and just everything horror. It's like it's Halloween year round in our Facebook group.
Year long.
And we absolutely love it. And we do giveaways and stuff. So you just never know. You gotta be there. You gotta be there.
Or be square.
Exactly. Let us know what we should do for our next show. Y'all want us to talk about the Conjuring franchise? No. Y'all want us to do the Saw franchise next? Y'all want to see another live show? Let us know what's happening.
You know what? I don't know how you ladies feel about this, but this is just me, because I love to seek adventures. But you remember that horror movie where people would type in what they wanted to be done to the person?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it, though.
We should do like a little truth or dare with our audience if they would participate, like a live. It has to be PG-14. Like, you're not going to sit there and ask.
She's trying to open a can of worms, because people is ignorant on the internet.
But I'm just saying, come through, pull up on me, pull up on me.
Yes. Pull up on our TikTok, by the way. We're gonna be starting to put, you know, get that one back up and running and stuff. Follow us on, you know, Fifth Wall, Fifth Column, Temper Drinks on Facebook and Instagram. Keep in touch with us, y'all, and help us. Let us know what y'all want to see for the next show. Let us, if y'all got any drink recommendations that you guys want us to do live, let us know. Be like, hey, y'all, I had this drink at this place. Y'all should try it.
Okay. You know what? While we're talking about that, somebody did tell me to go try this drink by that guy that's really popular on TikTok right now. I apologize. I don't know his name. But he does the 7-Up. I mean, not 7-Up, 7-Eleven cup drinks. And I love his videos. But y'all, we in Georgia. I can't get a 7-Eleven cup. I make the drink for you, but I ain't got no 7-Eleven cup. Sorry.
Also, too, let us know if you want us to do a certain theme. We love dressing up. Mm-hmm. We don't mind dressing up, and we can have another get to know the crew type deal.
It's over time.
Yeah, so just let us know.
Hit us in the DMs. It goes down.
Slide on in there.
Yes. And we will see you guys next time. And whatever you do, the next topic will be whatever you guys decide. So I'll let us on board.
Members' choice.
Kind of nervous about that, but hey.
I know, right? members only though.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be scrolling down that list like, wait, you are not on the hard hoop page. You better go on that hard hoop page before you try to tell me what to do.
We're here for the show.
Yeah, holla at us.
Yeah. All right.
And thank you guys so much for joining us. Watch those movies and let us know what you guys think. And please don't be mad at us once you get to the end of Disney Curtis.
Well, I'm going to say this. Netflix, pull up on us. Pull up.
Holla at a plane.
Yeah.
All right. We wild, y'all. We wild.
I don't know how we get after we have a couple.
It's one of those nights.
Yeah.
Let
me stop, because I know I'm an instigator. Let me stop. We're going to holler at y'all the next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Money, I'm drowning. Money, I'm paid. Watch.